Chapter 1. I shot up from the metal bench, screaming at the top of my lungs with the rest of the fans in the ice rink. The roar of the crowd surged, a symphony of cheers, stomping feet, and clanging cowbells reverberating in my chest.
Sharla, did you see that?
Crystal shook my shoulders, nearly spilling my Coke.
I can't believe he made it.
She adjusted her toque, her pink-tinged hair flicking out over her neck and ears. I laughed, replaying the last 30 seconds like a highlight reel. Logan was a damn good winger, but I'd never seen him pull something like that before. The blue and gold UVC jerseys blurred into a streak as Logan darted through them like a fox in a henhouse in his number 18 jersey. I swear he caught the puck mid-air. Maddie's dark brown eyes were wide as she leaned in. Her breath smelled faintly of mint gum. I wanted to pinch myself. Logan had just scored the winning goal in the last minute of the third period against the number one college team in the country.
Eat that, TV announcers!
Crystal held up her middle finger, and I grabbed her hand, laughing. TV announcers? Just lumping them all together? Maddie laughed, sweeping her dark curls over her shoulder. I snorted. There are professors here. Crystal shook her head, the tiny jewel in her nose sparkling.
I don't care. Everyone underestimated Outlaws hockey. Do you remember how much crap Logan had to deal with over the summer?
I blew out a breath. Yes, I absolutely remembered. Logan had been in the pissiest mood ever between July and August. I would never say it out loud, but I couldn't actually blame the analysts for not believing in this team. With a complete overhaul of the coaching staff and losing three of their top players in the draft, they didn't have much to go off of. Truly, if I were going to blame anybody, it would be our neighbor to the south. All those American schools headhunting with deeper pockets than Canadian universities, it wasn't really a fair playing field. Logan had given up three other offers by choosing to stay in Calgary, and at least part of that was because of me. He swore I wasn't the only reason. Otherwise, I never could have lived with myself. But I had 2 years left before I graduated with my Bachelor of Music degree, majoring in violin performance. Then I could take that skill anywhere, and I planned to. Logan was headed for the NHL, I was sure of it, and I would be right there by his side.
Come on!
I grabbed onto Crystal and Maddie and rushed to the stairs to try and beat the rest of the crowd. We weren't completely successful, but at least we were heading in the opposite direction. Logan and I had a secret meeting place. We discovered it the first year he started on the Outlaws, and so far, it still seemed to be our little secret. Well, except that Crystal and Maddie always tagged along with me. We climbed the stairs and exited to the hall that led to the main lobby, then cruised around the corner and headed down. This stairwell didn't seem to lead anywhere specific.